Excuse me. I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's SICK Who Is PDP drafting team call on Monday, the 8th of October, we have Mikey O'Connor, Carolyn Hoover, Steve Metallitz. We also have Jonathan Tenenbaum, who is currently only on the Adobe Connect room. We'll let you know as soon as he's joined the call. From staff, we have Marika Konings, Barbara Roseman, Julia Charvolin, and myself, Gisela Gruber. Apologies noted today from Susan Prosser. And if I could also please just remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Mikey.
Thanks, Gisela, and thanks for kicking off this call in your current fragile condition. I hope your health improves before you have to travel to Toronto. This is an extraordinary call because we just ran out of time on the last official call. We really only have one issue to get through on this, and this is language that Keith Drazik introduced and we discussed a little bit on the last call, but we just ran out of time. And so I went ahead and took a swing at redrafting the language to kind of address the issues that I heard during the conversation. And it's in front of you. Hopefully you can read it. It's the part that's highlighted in yellow. And the issue is whether to include this or not in the charter. I'll just read the paragraph for the transcript so that people who want to listen to this later can get filled in. It's pretty short. The question is whether or not to add a clause in the part of the charter that's talking about what happens if the PDP reaches consensus on a recommendation that SICK Who Is should be required for all GTLDs. And in that case, the PDP working group is also expected to consider some things like cost implications, guidelines as to how to conduct a transition, special provisions or exemptions, et cetera. And the one that's remaining to be discussed reads like this. It says, whether existing contract terms between registrars and registrants, which are parenthetically registration agreements, which include consensus policies by reference, are sufficient to permit the transfer of registrant data to the registry in connection with a transition from thin to thick, who is? If not, what are the potential issues and suggested ways to address them? That differs just a little bit from the language that Keith submitted, but I circulated this to the list, and that's the way the draft stands right now. Marika, go ahead.
This is Marika. Unfortunately, I had to miss the last part of the last call, so maybe this was already discussed, but this to me really sounds like an implementation discussion. I think if you look at some of the other PDPs that we've conducted when it comes to, you know, how contract language needs to be revised or what needs to be, you know, added to make sure the recommendations work, I think usually that's something that's actually done as part of the implementation discussion where we also have, you know, our legal team looking at that, because I don't necessarily know if, you know, working group would have the expertise to advise on. I'm sure we'll have a lot of lawyers on this working group, so maybe I shouldn't say that. But, you know, specifically looking at how, you know, ICANN contracts need to be revised. So I'm not really sure how it fits with the drafting or the charter itself and whether that's more something that could be covered if there's any specific guidance or recommendations the working group would want to provide under the, you know, the one above guidelines as to how to conduct such a transition, which might also look at, indeed, are there certain parts of the agreements that need to be looked at or revised. But, you know, that's just from a staff perspective, having dealt with other PDPs where normally this kind of discussion is more part of the implementation, although, of course, nothing prevents a working group from providing guidance or, you know, notes on implementation discussions. And I think, as some of you may be aware as well, in the new PDP, there's also the possibility for a working group or the council to form an implementation review team that then works together in parallel with or together with staff to look at, you know, making sure that the recommendations are implemented as intended, and that staff also has a soundboard to go back to and say, well, you know, looking at the recommendations, this is what we think you meant. You know, do we indeed tick all the boxes? If so, yes, let's go ahead. And if not, you know, can we just discuss what you really meant with this this recommendation? So that's just you know, from my perspective, my two cents.
I think that's really helpful, and I think that summarizes one side of the argument that we had right at the end of the call. You know, there was a pretty pretty good group of folks who essentially said exactly the same thing, Marika, that, you know, this doesn't need to be in, et cetera, et cetera. I was sort of hoping to stall long enough that Keith would get here, or Avery, since they were the ones who were sort of on the other side of that argument. But I'll go to Jonathan first, and then I'll kind of fake my way through the other side of the argument if they haven't joined by then. Jonathan, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Mikey. This is Jonathan, obviously. And I'll talk really slow if that helps to maybe get these guys on the call in time. but, yeah, no, I guess my whole thing, and, you know, I was kind of, you know, my concern was just, you know, if we were going to send this along without at least just gussing it a little bit, and maybe this is part of me just being a little inexperienced and not understanding exactly what our role is. I mean, I think that, you know, there's no doubt that you could highlight a number of things, I think, that could be, you know, possible concerns with respect to the implementation and you know, to some of the stuff that Marika was just talking about, you know, the fact that this is, in a sense, somewhat of an implementation issue. I don't know if it's our responsibility to highlight some of those things as issues without suggesting a solution. I know that from a registrar standpoint, I mean, you know, I think that, and not to speak out of school with respect to the other registrars, but I would think that, you know, the ones that, you know, have been through some of these processes before and, you know, would give themselves somewhat of a, you know, somewhat of some wiggle room with respect to updating their terms and conditions and those kinds of things. I mean, you know, we have that kind of liberty as needed, especially when you talk about changes coming from, you know, as far up as the ICANN level, in order to comply with, you know, new ICANN rules and regs and what have you. So, you know, most of the registrars, I would think, would be suited to be able to deal with the issue. I guess it was just a question as to whether or not there would be an issue in the first place, and if it's our responsibility to highlight the fact that there is. I mean, I think there's no question it's something worth that should be thought about and discussed, you know, on at least on a registrar level as this comes along. And so I just didn't know what our role was in the group. I mean, I'd be fine either included or not included, depending on what our responsibility is to highlight these kind of issues. And I guess, and see, I gave you a really, really long comment and to start hold the call up. And the short version is just, you know, I guess I wasn't 100% sure what our role is. And if we're supposed to highlight these things, I think it is an issue. But if not, or without being able to suggest some kind of a solution or something, you know, I didn't know what we were supposed to be doing here. So it was just, you know, we're my two cents.
You did great, Jonathan, but dang, we still don't have either Aubrey or Keith on. So let me kind of dredge up what I think the other side of this argument is. Normally, I think this would be considered pretty much a purely implementation issue. I think the concern that Keith is raising is this is a fairly extraordinary circumstance, and given that, maybe we ought to err just a little bit on the side of caution, and at least take a look at it as the working group. What I did in rewording it, Keith's original wording was let me see if I can recreate it. He said how existing contract terms between registrars and registrants I think maybe, well, I don't know exactly where that goes.
This is Barbara, if I maybe can...
Yeah, go ahead, Barbara.
So I think Keith's concern was that for those moving from the thin to the thick registries, that if that was the decision, then there the implications for the registrations that are already involved in those registries would have significantly more changes than the ones that than any if the decision was to not make that change. And so I think he just wanted to get on the table that if the decision were to move forward with making everybody have the thick, that there would be implications for those registries that currently, for the registrants that are currently within the thin system. And I think that Avery's concern is similar in the sense that it means exposing more data for those registrants.
Yeah, although that, I think we have got covered.
Yeah, I do too. I actually don't think this is necessary unless you want to just put in a pointer to, like, you know, maybe document whether such concerns exist or catalog them or, you know, something along those lines. Certainly not
right.
in the scope of the working group to settle it, you know.
Right.
And so I think that's how, you know, that would be my temptation to address it.
That's a, I'm going to just scribble a note document thing, and now I note that Alan's got his hand up. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, thank you.
Jonathan.
I cannot see how we could include something like this in any way which would imply, and Mikey, you, both you and I mentioned this last time, imply that we would have to do an exhaustive review of all registration agreements to make sure that none have to be changed. The reality is in virtually all cases, registrars use the same registration agreement for thick and thin PLDs, and there are presumably relatively few registrars that only register domains with thin TLDs right now. So the reality is it's probably not a large problem. I think our responsibility or the working group's responsibility is going to be to potentially, and I don't know how we phrase it in our charter, but let me say the words, to ensure that the working group makes recommendations, if necessary, to ensure that registration agreements are in line. You know, I think simply signing the RAA forces all registrars to make sure the registration agreements are in line with ICANN policies. But if we wanted to, we could ensure that our recommendations, you know, restate the issue. I cannot see how we could take on any responsibility, or how the working group could take on any responsibility, which implies verifying that specific registration agreements are compatible, as it were. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I've tried that before. There are too many, and there's too much.
Well, we probably could not even find all of them, including those used by resellers.
Yeah.
We haven't. ICANN has no definitive list of who the resellers are, and in theory, a reseller could have a superset of the agreement used by the accredited registrar.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Yeah, and I would agree with that as well. I think the idea that as a working group we would be somehow obligated at this point to collect all of the various services agreements for all the different registrars, that just would be, an unbelievable burden. And I do think that, you know, when you look at the RAA, it does, you know, it does cover the fact that registrars have to, have to contract with the registrants for certain things, and I think this would all be covered under that. I guess from a legal standpoint and a terms and conditions standpoint, I think the issues are probably already dealt with to some degree. I mean, if anything, I think it's more of, you know, again, the implementation, the logistics involved of going from thin to thick when you have a ton of domains that are you know, that would fall in that bucket to have to, you know, now that's also assuming that the registrars aren't collecting that kind of information already about from the registrants to begin with. But I think the implementation and the logistics involved are where it could get a little bit tricky, especially, you know, speaking on behalf of a you know, decently sized registrar. You know, it could be some work depending on, you know, exactly how it shakes out. But I think when we talk about the idea that we would have to go and take a look at everybody's terms and conditions as to whether or not they're okay for this, I mean, again, the, you know, ICANN has its you know, obligates the registrars to contract with the registrants for, you know, a large volume of things and, you know, does cover changes to, you know, new rules and those kinds of things as well, which, you know, I know we include provisions for in our terms and conditions, and I would think a lot of the registrars would do the same. So, yeah, I mean, I think for the purposes of the work group, the idea that we'd have to look at all those T's and C's would be virtually impossible to do. So, if anything, I think just, you know, I don't even know if we need to note it, but, and that goes back to my original long-winded comment, was just that, you know, I wasn't sure what our role was with respect to something like that, as to highlighting the fact that it's a concern for the registrars when they have this obligation to make sure that their, you know, services agreement are, you know, lining up properly and that they can go ahead and they're legally able to move the register, you know, do what they need to do on their side in order to move things from thin to thick. And then I'm not an expert too in some of some of the EU privacy laws and some of that stuff too. I know there's been some chatter about that. So I'm not speaking with respect to any of that, but I'm just saying as far as us collecting all the and looking at all the various services agreements, I just can't see how we would ever even consider doing something like that.
Yeah, and the privacy stuff is, you know, I don't think anybody's disagreeing that we'll have to take a look at some of that, but that's up in the body of the charter. Marika, and then Alan.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm just wondering if a compromise might be you know, taking out the paragraph that's highlighted in yellow and just adding to the line above that says guidelines as to how to conduct such a transition, and then between brackets we have now timeline requirements, and we just add there something like you know, potential changes to registration agreements, just so we do make a pointer of it, but we know it at the same time that it's not, you know, necessarily something the working group has to explore in depth. There might be some guidance that they provide and something they may want to look at if appropriate, but it's not, you know, called out as a whole paragraph that indeed suggests that they have to go and look at and dig through these agreements and, you know, have extensive legal advice on calls as well to go through it as well. Indeed, it's something that might be done as part of the implementation part.
That sounds like a cool idea. I got a tick from Jonathan. Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, I note Steve Metal has just put in the chat that registrars will be on the working group. There's no need to, I'm paraphrasing him, point out that they may have such changes to make. They'll remember. I had a far more long-winded way of that I think Marika finessed with the one addition to the parentheses. I was going to say something like a recommendation to say ensure that any recommendations consider the case where registrars may need to change their registration agreements. I think Marika's one is far shorter and covers has the same implications. Thank you.
Cool.
If someone wants to see mine instead, I could write it up, but I think it's already covered at this point.
All right. Just for future reference, since we may be together for a long time, Steve's last name is Metallic.
I'm sorry. I say it right sometimes.
That syllable thing, you know.
Steve, I do say it right sometimes.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It sounds like we're sort of homing
in. This is my second of four conference calls on a vacation day today, and I got 4.5 hours sleep last night, so my forgiveness is begged.
Well, we've got at least half the staff sick on this call, so, you know, just all dragging a bit. So what I hear us sort of zeroing in on is deleting this paragraph and adding that caveat to the one immediately before. That seems fine to me because it does give the group a little room to maneuver. I think the kind of thing that Keith is looking for is the sort of broad, sweeping ones, not individual. Certainly, we're not going to review all the registration agreements. No way. But, you know, I think it's nice to have some space to identify something that's a puzzler as we go along and say, oh, good, there's a place to put it. And, you know, now we've got a jar that we can put those notes in.
Mikey, it's Alan. I think the working group's responsibility is going to be that if it recommends a thick whois for all registries, that there be an environment such that that is implementable.
Right.
So it might, if the language wasn't already there, which I believe it is, it might require a change in the RAA to say registration agreements must be compatible with, you know, whois models.
Right.
And we'd have to say it to that extent, but no more. So I think the parenthetical covers it.
Yeah, I do too. All right. Well, this is sort of the going once, going twice call, and if I don't hear any cries of outrage, I'll go ahead and take this out. Carolyn's in. Sounds like we've got a plan. It's out. And I think with that, we're done. I think we've covered everything else on the last call. You stalwarts who came in on this last extraordinary call, you get to be part of it, but I don't think we've got any outstanding issues. If anybody has something that's outstanding, this would be the time to bring it up. Otherwise, Marika and whatever remaining staff isn't deathly ill, we'll put the final draft together and forward it to the council.
Mikey, we have 21 GNSO counselors who also have an obligation to read it with a fine-tooth comb and point out any error, any problems in it.
Yeah, and in this case, they get to revise it, too. It's not like we're working.
Or remand it back to us.
Yeah.
I think we've done a pretty good first pass.
Yeah, I do, too. All right. That was enough time to attract any cries of outrage, so I think we'll wrap this call up and send poor Gisela off to take better drugs and get well soon.
Thank you very much.
For Barbara.
Yep, we'll see you all in Toronto.
And I hope Barbara feels better as well.
We're all going to feel better. It's going to be a miracle.
Again, okay, Marika, you get the last word.
Yeah, this is Marika. I'm not feeling ill yet. Knocking on wood here. But just to confirm, I'll produce a clean version based on, Mikey, if you can send me your last draft. And I think there was also a little bit that we synchronized in one other section just to reflect, I think, on the deliverables which already put out before. And I can circulate that around to the group just for their information, and I'll submit everything then together as well with a draft motion I've prepared to the council for their consideration. Is that right?
Perfect. Sounds terrific.
Marika, it's Alan. You don't have to worry. Super people can't get sick.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Marika. Brain surgeon, rock star, and policy. Sorry, no time to get sick.
That's true. No time. That's for sure.
Which doesn't explain how Gisela could be sick.
Yeah, really.
I know.
All right, bye, y'all.
Hey, take care, all.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. See you in Toronto.
Bye.
Righto. Bye-bye.